Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey. Welcome back to the Faithfully Confident podcast. So happy to have you here. And today, what we are going to be discussing is how surrendering to God can help you build that profitable business, that profitable business that you desire, that He placed on your heart, that you're like, I got this, I'm going to do it, but can I do it? We are going to dive deep into that today, you guys, and learn all the juicy details about surrendering. I don't know why I keep saying juicy. It's like suddenly in my vocabulary and I don't get it. I don't know where it came from, but juicy. Today's episode, you guys, is gonna be juicy. It's such a weird word. Anyways, squirrel brain. Okay, back at it. All right. So, but that is what we are going to be talking about today is the term surrendering to God and what does it mean and how can it benefit you? We're going to explore that in today's episode. So surrendering to God to start with, to me, it means giving up control of your life and your business, because we're all business owners here, to a higher power. It means trusting on a soul level that there is a divine plan for your life and everything is going to work out for you for your highest good. Surrendering to God requires humility, it requires faith and a whole lot of faith. You know that faith the size of a mustard seed? You gotta find that, you guys. You gotta find that faith. You have to be that tiny little seed that is, you know, going through those harsh weather conditions, those hungry birds, those obstacles, those seasons that is, you know, should hinder its growth to turn into a beautiful flower, but it has that faith and that perseverance and that determination and that trust and that it's going to happen. You have to have that same spirit that tiny itty bitty little seed has. I want you to have that faith the size of that mustard seed. I mean, mustard seed is it a flower? It's not a flower. Oh man, we are so off topic here. Anyway, so surrendering to God, you have to have tons of faith for it to happen. You have to know that God placed this desire on your heart for a reason and it's going to happen in His divine timing. And you just have to surrender it to Him and put in the work and trust that it's going to happen when it happens. When it comes to building a profitable business, you guys, surrendering to God is the essential factor in your success. And I have a few reasons why here. I believe I have three. I think there's three I came up with. I kind of brainstormed this episode a little bit before I recorded, but we'll see how it goes. Anyways, so the first one is surrendering to God can help you let go of that fear and anxiety you're having, those debilitating fears that you have, those worries, those doubts, those, you know, thoughts that, you know, can I do this? Is it going to work? You know, how do I do it? Those crazy questions that stop us in our tracks. Letting go and surrendering to God and just having that full faith and knowing that it's going to happen, that is the first and foremost important one. That is the most important one in surrendering to God, is just letting go. Letting go of that fear, letting go of that anxiety. As an entrepreneur, it's natural to feel that fear of, you know, failure, rejection, or even just not measuring up to your competitors. But when you surrender your fears and your worries to God, you're going to find that peace of mind and that clarity and that purpose. You're going to be able to focus on your goals and take those calculated risks without being held back by that fear because you have that full faith and you are able to let go and surrender and give it to God. You are there and you're like, hey, Jesus, take the wheel. I know you got this. Take the wheel. You got this. Like, what I'm doing is not working for me. I trust you. I have faith in you. You are my creator. It's going to work. You gotta let go, you guys. You gotta let go. All right. So, second, surrendering to God can help you gain that wisdom and that insight when you're feeling stuck and you just don't know what the next step is, or you're wondering, you know, should I create this program? Should it be this price? Should I work with this person? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should. You know, you start doubting yourself and you don't know which direction to go because you're being pulled in all sorts of directions. When you're surrendering to God, you're able to have that wisdom and that insight, and you're going to open yourself up to receive those divine guidance and inspirations from Him. When you're just sitting there in your bed and you're like, hey, I suddenly have the answer, or you wake up. I've had this happen to me so many times. I don't even have enough limbs to tell you guys how many times this happened. I go to bed and I'm so frustrated because I'm like, hey, I don't know what to do. Like, oh, I'm, especially as an entrepreneur with ADHD, I'm like, oh, what direction do I go? Like, do I do this? Do I do that? And I get so frustrated and I'm like, hey, just Courtney, breathe, pray, slow down. And I'm able to just wake up the next morning and it's like, I know what I need to do. And you have that clarity because you received that divine guidance and that inspiration to do the things that He wants you to be doing. You're able to tap into your intuition and make better decisions for your business. You're also able to, you know, recognize opportunities that are aligned with your purpose and your values. That is what's going to happen when you start surrendering to Him. And it's so beautiful. So, so beautiful. And third, okay, we do have three. Yep, we got three, you guys. Surrendering to God can help you stay grounded and help you focus. I don't know about you, but as an entrepreneur, it's so easy to get caught up in the hustle and the bustle of building a business. There's so many things that you want to be doing that you feel you need to be doing. And then, you know, the next, you know, shiny object syndrome, someone's doing this, like the thing right now is, like, all I see around me is AI stuff every which direction I go. Like, it's exhausting to see. But anyways, the point of that is there's always going to be something going on around you. There's always going to be something, you know, you should be doing this in your business. You should be doing that in your business. Oh, this person's doing that. Oh, I should be doing that. Like, there's always going to be so many ideas coming to you. And when you are surrendering to God and you're getting that, you know, aligned clarity and that divine guidance of, you know, what's the best decision I should be making for myself, for my life, for my family, for my business. When you are surrendering to God, you have that ground, that you're grounded and you're focused. You don't get distracted by, you know, little tiny things that are around you because you know exactly what it is that you need to be focusing on, and you're zoned right in. Like, this is my focus. This is where I need to be. This is where God wants me to be. And nothing else matters right now. Well, you know, not nothing else matters, but you get my point. But you're able to prioritize your time and your energy in a way that aligns with your purpose and your values. That's what's happening when you're grounded and focused. You're not scattering your time and your energy to things that don't really matter as much as your purpose and your values. If you value family, you're not going to go and, you know, go do something else that, well, I don't even know where I'm going with that. We're not going to go down that rabbit trail, okay, you guys? You know what I mean by when I say you're able to prioritize your time and your energy in a way that aligns with your purpose and your values. You know what I mean by that. So we're going to leave it at that. But that's kind of what I had for you today. When we talk about surrendering, is just in a nutshell, you have that full faith. You know it's going to happen. You have that divine inspiration. You have that aligned clarity and that focus. You're grounded. And no matter what happens around you, you just know on a soul level, on a soul level, you know that this is your purpose. You know that God has equipped you. You are qualified. And you know that it's going to happen. So with, you know, ending this episode, surrendering to God is such a powerful tool that it helps you build that profitable business. When you surrender your fears, your worries to God, those self-doubts, those debilitating feelings that you have, that they're just feelings, you guys. They're just feelings. They're not facts. They're feelings. But that's another episode altogether. You're going to find that peace of mind, that clarity of your purpose. And when you're tapping into those divine inspiration and guidance that you're getting from Him, you're going to gain that wisdom and that insight. When you stay grounded and focused, you're going to be able to build that profitable, aligned business that you truly desire, that He's placed upon your heart. And that's really what I want you guys to focus on and just take from this episode, is that you are capable. You are equipped. He has qualified you, and you have the tools to build this beautiful, beautiful business that you desire, that He wants for you, to use those tools and those gifts, those spiritual gifts that He's, you know, equipped you with. You can do it. You are capable. There is no one else better equipped to do the thing that you're doing right now. He chose you for this purpose for a reason. So, anyways, that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you for listening. And if you found this episode helpful, please leave a review, share it with your friends, and I will see you around for another beautiful discussion next week. Have a great day, great night, good evening, wherever it is when you're listening. God bless you. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.